Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, my elder, my boy, how are you?
I'm good, in yourself, my elder. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for joining us here on AWR. We want to talk about a campaign awareness, a Ride for Smiles awareness campaign. And, of course, if you are listening in this conversation, I'm sure you may have heard about the Ride for Smiles. And so we're joined by Evangelist Tumaboyo on behalf of Ride for Smiles to speak to us about what this campaign is all about and how everybody can get involved and make a difference. Now, my elder, please tell us about Kids Dental Home Foundation and Ride for Smiles.
Thank you so much for having me here and also the opportunity to share what we are doing with the Ride for Smiles. I'm going to apologize. I'm in the car at the moment, right, but I'm going to stop and just pay attention to this. Ride for Smiles is an initiative that has been established by the Kids Dental Home Foundation, which is based right in Pretoria. And the Kids Dental Home Foundation is actually providing free dental surgeries for kids that are in need, and particularly those that are suffering from a very specific disease, and particularly the young children. Mm. And this disease is called early childhood caries. So this is an aggressive type of dental decay that is taking the teeth of younger children. And for obvious reasons, because at the younger age, children are just eating sugary stuff. And as parents, so to speak, we come with this concept that I want to spoil my children. And we literally, in the real sense, spoil them, because at the end of the day, we have those effects that are showing on their teeth. And the role of the Ride for Smiles in this particular process and project is to help raise funds through cycling. We are passionate about cycling.
Right, right.
And we saw that as a low-hanging fruit. And we thought, you know, why come up with methods and ways of raising funds when we actually have this, you know, at home. And we have been doing that for the last 2 years. This is the third year, actually. And we raise funds, and on an annual basis, those funds are channeled towards the dental surgeries. And recently, on the 30th of September, we performed the 6 free surgeries for children that are in need, who have been sitting with a toothache for up to 2 to 3 years, some of them, and that you know, bridged the gap, and we alleviated that.
Oh, beautiful, man. Great to hear. So now, what are some of the typical, you know, dental issues or problems facing children? I mean, I think you've mentioned one, which is a major one. So are there children who, many of them actually, who are in need of this care? Is it a desperate situation? Please just paint a scenario.
What's alarming is, and a lot of people are not aware of this. Globally, there's 530 million children suffering from the childhood decay, this particular disease. And South Africa is no exception. And that's why we established this, and we looked at the long waiting list in public hospitals where these children are brought. And when they get there, unfortunately, they have to stay on those waiting lists, like I said, up to 2 to 3 years, some of them. And while they are waiting, the pain is continuing. It's not waiting, unfortunately. And that's where the Kids Dental Home Foundation is coming in to bridge that particular gap. So the statistics are really alarming. And of course, it's coming as a result of all of those factors that I spoke about. But talking about the effects and the impact of all of those issues, you've got children who are losing their own self-esteem, their own confidence. It affects them nutritionally, because once there's pain on the tooth, it becomes difficult for a child to eat. And as a result, they will keep on saying, I don't want food. and they become malnutritioned, not because there's no food in the house, but because they reject food because of the pain. And it affects them emotionally, it affects them, you know, socially. They withdraw from the society, they withdraw from their own friends at school because of all that.
Man, yeah. So you've spoken to us about the previous campaigns. You said you've had campaigns over the last 3 years. How was the involvement there from the general public, and how did they fare?
We've been running an annual ride where we called cyclists from all walks of life, those that are advanced in cycling and those that are not so advanced in cycling, and we catered for all of them. And, you know, I mean, the biggest one that we've had was last year, where we had, this year we didn't do a ride, it will come next year.
Okay, right.
We had over 600 cyclists, young and old.
Wow.
And we're talking about even pro cyclists. Mm-hmm. Who said we want to be part of this process, want to be part of this initiative. We are in support of it, and we wanted to be part of it. The CSI, Cycling South Africa, was part of it as well. And they endorsed our event. And that was a great honor for us to have such a high body in cycling right here in our country, saying sharp, sharp and yes to this, and you can go ahead.
Beautiful. You know, because I was just about to ask you if, you know, cycling clubs, because I know that there are many cycling clubs around. Do they have people registered as clubs, or they come as individuals? I know you mentioned Cycling South Africa.
It's both. They normally they register as individuals, and you've got companies who would say, we will bring 10 cyclists from our own organization, and they register them as a team, and they come and participate.
I see. Right.
You know, but over and above, over and above what we have also been doing, which you would want to know, and I'm sure you're going to like it, is that besides the actual rights, specific rights that we are doing from our side, we are also attaching ourselves to the bigger rights like 94/7 Ride Joburg, where you've got about 20 cyclists. So we register there as a charity team, and we say this is our cause, and we've got people over the world who are saying, I mean, around the country are saying, we want to be part of it, because we are looking for an opportunity to contribute towards the society and ride not only for fun, but for a good cause. And they become part of our team. Like now, we've got one on the 17th of November that is upcoming. And we've got about 15 guys who have enrolled with us. About 20 are still coming. And funny enough and interestingly enough is that one of the senior people in the SID, Dr. Pap, is part of the team as well and has enrolled and coming to ride with us.
Lovely. Now, I heard you mentioning that this year you didn't necessarily have the, you know, the cycling, the ride. So how did it happen this year, or what's going to be happening this year?
What has been happening this year, we've been doing small events on a monthly basis and focusing on all of those projects. What we've done, instead of the actual ride, we did what we call the spinathon. So it's a spinning marathon, and it was sponsored by the Virgin Active in Montana Park. And it was a beautiful project. And we thought, you know what, let's not waste energy. Let's do this part and raise funds. And immediately after that, that's when we had the dental surgeries on the 30th in partnership with the Kuna Park Hospital. And then we said, we're going to focus now on the upcoming 94/7 because it's a bigger project. And we zoom into that. And that's what we're doing at the moment.
So when is the 94/7 coming?
It's happening on the 17th of November. Uh-huh. It will be on a Sunday at the FNB Stadium. You want to be there, my friend?
Well, if I can get a bike before then, of course. Of course. Now, how can listeners, you know, get involved, those who ride and those who don't?
We have a link for registration. And we can share that through our WhatsApp. They can send the message to the following number, 079.
079, yes.
955.
955, yeah.
0858. 079.
Yeah.
955.
Yeah.
0858. 1858. And what they do when they register with us, they register on their own, you know, through their monies. And we then add them to our own platform. And we provide the jersey branded, Ride for Smiles jersey, with I will go logo right there, the health ministries, and all of those sponsorships and partnerships. So they're all added there as part of our recognition for their efforts. And then they help raise each person 1.5 towards the surgeries.
Oh, okay. That's quite interesting. That's quite interesting. And so for those who don't ride?
For those who don't ride, they can still contribute. We also have got a link. If they send us, we'll send them the link that they can contribute towards.
Ah, beautiful.
Or if they want the bank details, we can give them the bank details, because we're now preparing for the surgeries in 2024. Our goal is to do eventually in the next coming 10 years, 2032, 1,000 surgeries.
Yeah. Now, for ease of reference, and maybe to just give a fuller picture to our listeners, each surgery, what would be the general cost of each surgery?
You're looking at more or less 30,000, depending on the complexities of the condition. I mean, there are cases where we'd go to theater, and once we open the mouth, the doctors are saying there's about 8 teeth. I know the maximum number of teeth in terms of extraction that had to be extracted because they couldn't be restored was 8. Remember, I mean, that's big.
That's a lot.
At a go.
That's
a lot. And it's something that you can't do in a practice on a chair. It has to be under anesthesia the theater. So it depends. You're looking at about 30,000, 35,000.
Ah, that's quite a bit. Well, my elder, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about this very important, awareness campaign, Ride for Smiles awareness campaign, which is running annually. So we want to invite you as the listener to make sure that you be in contact with them on 079-955-0858. If you're outside of the country, and you'd like to plan ahead, maybe bring your bike into South Africa, the numbers are +27 79 955 0858. And so be in contact with them and they'll send you the link and everything that you've got to do. My elder, your last word to the listeners?
I just want to say thank you to everyone listening who has been supporting Ride for Smiles and Kids Dental Home Foundation, has contributed both in the church and also outside the church, all the individual donors, all the partners, all the health ministries departments, the SID, and also SAU, who have been part of this, children's ministries, who have always played a role during our pro bono dental surgeries program and making sure that everything is in place. And we're looking forward to those who may be interested to be part of this and partner with us.
Beautiful.
And may God bless you as you support the ministry.
Lovely. My elder, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day ahead.
No, thank you so much. Blessings.
Lovely. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.